Bleed red.
Okay.
Okay. This is so exciting. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Perfect. Let's see if that works in post.
Okay. All right. I'm still dubious.
Me too, but I just wanted to see if it works. Because maybe it's what we've been waiting for like all along to keep things in time.
Yeah, maybe.
Said Muhammad Ali before he died. Oh, God.
Yeah, he probably did.
Anyway, fucking hell.
Hello, welcome to this episode of Poorly Read at the Movies.
Yeah, Poorly Read at the Movies.
There's the jingle that changes every time.
Yeah, what's it going to be next week? What's like a art house where you're doing it?
I don't think I've ever consumed a piece of art house media, so I wouldn't know.
I don't know, we need to be us in black and white smoking a cigarette. Then he'd be like, Poorly Read at the Movies. And then like it fades out and then a spotlight comes up for me in like a leather chair. I'm like, hello and welcome to this edition of Poorly Read at the Movies. Today we interview Tom and it starts on The Matrix and it cuts to you and you're in a beret and really thick glasses and also smoking a cigarette and you're dressed all in black.
Can I have one of those long cigarette holders?
No.
Or is that not with the vibe you're thinking?
That's not with the vibe.
Okay.
Stop ruining my fantasy. Fucking hell, yeah. What are we talking about today, Tom? I kind of already said it, but let's say it again.
Yeah, it's the bloody Matrix.
The bloody fucking Matrix.
The bloody fucking Matrix.
As is tradition, say the name of the film with a faux Scouse accent.
Faux accent.
With a faux.
Or Scouse accent. Yes, the bloody fucking Matrix. That was his original title. They're like, no, we can't have that. They're like, but it sums up what's in the film. There's blood.
There's so much bloody fucking Matrix.
Yes. The deleted scene when Cypher is pulling the sockets out the back of their heads. He puts his dick inside instead. And the Trinity looks around and sees Switch having a weird, like, throbbing in her forehead. And Switch is like, what's going on? And Trinity's like, I think he's literally skull-fucking you. And everyone's like, ew. And then he comes and it comes out of Switch's nose.
I mean, people must have tried to put some stuff in those back-of-head sockets.
Yeah.
It'd be a risky business, though.
Yeah, like Tom Cruise. That's a Tom Cruise film called Risky Business.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, yeah, fucking 1999, cutting edge visual effects, Keanu Reeves doing Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
That's it, really.
What did you think?
Oh, I fucking loved it.
Yeah, it's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, I was well impressed, Tom.
Yeah.
Because usually I like watch these films on like double speed because I just can't be asked to sit through 3 hours of a motion picture. But this one, I was like, wow, I got so like, what's that word?
Invested.
I got so, for some reason, I just keep on thinking of like 1970s desserts. I got so flanned. I got
Angel Delight.
That was the first one I thought of. And I was like, how can I put that into Angel Delighted, I guess. I was Angel Delighted.
Yeah, nice.
Yes. Angel Delight in my mind. Angel Delight in my lap.
Fucking hell. All right, this is sponsored by Angel Delight.
Yeah, the butterscotch flavour, which no one likes.
I think I like that one.
Oh, why, Tom? The only viable flavours are strawberry.
That's a one.
Yeah. Who wants fucking vanilla or chocolate Angel Delight? Someone does. If you like chocolate Angel Delight, then you probably like chocolate ice cream as well. And if you like chocolate ice cream, you can fuck off.
Oof.
Can't deal with it, Tom. I don't want chocolate-flavoured things. I just want chocolate.
I know what you mean. Chocolate is better than chocolate-flavoured things, but I'll still take a chocolate-flavoured thing. Like,
if all someone had was chocolate-flavoured ice cream, I'd say no thanks.
Nah, I'd go for it, I think.
Oh my God, why? Do you know, it would be nice, though, if you melted like a bar of Galaxy chocolate and whisked that in with vanilla ice cream. That'd be nice. But then you can't refreeze it, I guess, so that'd be a problem.
I think they have a sort of a chocolatey flake running through it, like a Viennetta or something.
No, but I want the chocolate to be, like, in it.
Yeah.
So it's all just of ice cream consistency, but got that awesome galaxy flavour.
I wonder if you could refreeze. I want to try that now.
No, because when you refreeze ice cream, one, it is super dangerous because there's a bacteria that can, like, develop when you refreeze it, which is, it's not salmonella, I don't think, but it's something close to that. It might be E. coli, actually.
Okay, well, I have taken ice cream out of the freezer and refrozen it afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't always happen.
Many, many times. Yeah, I would say the term super dangerous is maybe a little overkill.
No, but that's the thing. If it does happen, then it can be super dangerous. Like, you can get really, really sick.
Right.
And also, do you know what I mean? Like, you refreeze ice cream and it develops those, like, ice crystals in it that completely ruin the flavour. That's such a risk.
I guess, but then I think I would leave it out sort of on the side until
those
are gone.
Leave it out? We can't see him, can we? Oh, fuck it, whatever.
Don't touch my ice cream.
Yeah. Poorly reheaded the ice cream.
Poorly reheaded the ice cream parlour?
No, just leave it as that.
Today we're at the ice cream.
Yes, it's a slaughterhouse for unruly ice cubes. Anyway, I brought such horrible imagery to my mind.
What, unruly ice cubes?
No, fucking a slaughterhouse for ice cubes, because I imagine them all having, like, little, like, faces and stuff and just being put in, like, a macerator that just turned into pulp.
I mean, just a warmish room.
That'd be awful, and they're all screaming. And they were screaming! That's a little quote from Hook.
Well, we haven't watched that yet, so I didn't get it.
There's just a bit of that film where they, so the, I'm going to spoil it for you, so the kids get, like, taken by Captain Hook at the very start of the film.
Oh.
So the parents come home. It's really scary because the parents come home and there's, like, hook marks up the wall and stuff. And then, like, the maid is, like, on, like, the stairwell laughing like an epi. They're like, what happened? And then she's like, it was the children and they were screaming.
All right, I've got to remember that because I've got to see how accurate that impression was.
It's fucking spot on, I promise you. Anyway, computers, electronics, and CGI kicks. All these little things in this set of flicks.
I thought that, I mean, Matrix would have rhymed.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah. See, my brain's not firing on all cylinders today. I'm a submarine that's been hit on its left flank. Anyway, fucking hell.
Oh, how do we start? It's been a while since I watched this. My notes say, some voiceover, Morpheus believes he is the one.
Yeah. If he's not the one, then why does his computer screen tell him things? Daniel, I think you need a rewrite on that. He's like, no, it's perfect.
My computer screen tells me things.
Yeah. My computer screen tells me. My computer screen tells me, like, no, mate.
I like the idea that that's Daniel Bedingfield's speaking voice.
Yeah. Maybe he just speaks in bomb, ba-bomb, bombs. It's like, oh, Daniel, are you a Morse code? It's like, yes, my mom was a Morse code, my dad was a translator. Like, oh, shit, son. Everything makes so much sense. Anyway, fucking no, Trinity's trying to escape the fucking Matrix because someone's tipped off the agents.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. We get a little scene of Trinity being a badass and...
She's so hot. Like, it's rare that I'm attracted to a woman, but her and Jessica Rabbit, you know.
Yes. Agree.
She looks like she's carved out of porcelain. I guess you can't carve porcelain, can you? How the fuck is porcelain made? That's a question.
I really don't know.
Yeah, me either. If you know, don't email in. Yeah, so...
If we're really curious, we'll Google it.
Yeah. So Trinity is doing work on a computer and Oh, what happens? Like, she gets tipped off that agents are arriving, right? Because someone must have given them a hint that she was doing work there.
Yeah, she's on the phone to Morpheus or someone, but like on a cell phone. And she's like, he's like, they're coming, they're in the building. She's like, are there any agents? He's like, yes. She's like, oh, shit.
I fucking hate agents with their prawn crackers and noodles. He's like, no, I meant like, you know, FBI type agents. And she's like, what, they're in the fucking police force now? God damn it.
What's next?
He's like, Trinity, have you ever seen me in person? She's like, no, Morpheus. He's like, well, put it this way, I'm not the color you are. And she's like, boo. Anyway, yeah, so she's like, how long do I have? He's like, you have 0.5 seconds. She's like, fuck, that's not enough time to make a pancake. But yeah, what is she doing on the computer exactly?
I don't know. I feel like I can't really remember, but also I sort of feel like this is just kind of a general intro scene explaining the sort of shenanigans they go through.
Yeah, she's just checking her Facebook scene. her Facebook scene? What the fuck is a Facebook scene?
That's how they referred to it in 1999.
Yeah. What was 1999? Friends reunited, I guess. And then it was High Five for a brief time.
High Five, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, that was like what we had when I was graduating high school. Anyway, fuck that, that's boring. Anyway, some fucking agents appear and go, pew, 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 put your hands in the air.
Like you just don't care.
And she's like, ah.
That's good, I like that.
Yes, I'm going to use that for a song.
Trinity and the Agents.
Yeah. How about our first song is a cover of Kung Fu Fighting? But like a dubstep remix. And I'll have like a flute breakdown in the middle. Can you play the flute? No. Anyway, so they try and attack her and she goes, pew, 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 and kicks them in slow motion.
Yes, there's a lot of that.
There is a lot of slow motion. A lot of bullet time. So yeah, she fucking manages to escape via lots of shenanigans.
Yeah, via staring at that phone before going to pick it up for way too long.
There's no way she would have made it in time.
No. Well, I mean, she would have if she'd have just run for it.
Yeah, said she stopped, looked at the car, looked at the number plate, tried to see if she could make an anagram out of a number plate. She couldn't. Then she was like, fine, I'll get to the phone. And she stopped to tie her shoe. And she's like, fuck, I just stepped in dog shit. So she found her local fire hydrant, washed off the dog shit, then found her way to the phone booth. When she was in the phone booth, she saw a postcard for a local prostitute called Big Tit Sally. She was like, oh, it's been so long. But it's like, oh, fuck. Then the truck plows into her and that was the end of Trinity.
Yes, she's no longer in this film.
No, her and her porcelain face.
Got smashed.
Yeah, oh, I was about to say smashed. Yeah, and then we cut to Keanu Reeves getting a message on his computer that's like, hey, Keanu, you would you like a penis enlargement? And he was like, yes, please.
Yeah, that was the that was the first time that email ever got sent.
The first person who ever received that must have been like, fucking, I've been waiting all my life for this.
Yeah.
I wonder what happens if you click on those things.
They try and sell you some pills, I think.
I guess so. I always imagine that you just get sucked into a virus world where it's just, I don't know. For some reason, I can't get the word kombucha out of my head.
Is that even a word?
Yeah, it's like a type of drink. I think it's like a herb or something that you put in a tea.
Kombucha?
Yeah.
Ooh, I've never heard that word before.
Yeah, kombucha. Let's make it mean other things this episode.
Kombucha.
Ah. Or maybe kombucha is when you take pics of your boobies and your woo-woo. And then when you take the pictures, you go, kombucha! And then you... these are like early days of internet, so it takes like 5 minutes for the pictures to download.
Yeah, it was the first, like the first nudes website.
Yes. Like, oh, I've got half an areola, and I've got the top of a muff, but it could be... It could just be the top of a seal. Yeah. Oh, why must you torment me, the owners of kombucha.com? And if I can, Keanu Reeves sees a little message on his computer and it says, we know who you are, Neo, and you're this and you're that. Follow the white rabbit.
Yeah, and then it says, knock, knock, Neo. And then the door, and then he hears a knock on his door. That is fucking terrifying.
Yeah, that would freak me out.
Yeah, he brushes it off. So like, he's just like, oh, God, he's just a bit confused by it. But I would, goddamn, man, I would lose my shit. I would like leave the country. That is some scary shit.
But then he was expecting people and he had just woken up from a nap. So maybe he's not totally coherent enough to be scared.
Yeah, I feel like that's got to be what it is.
See, anyway, he's like, it's not like a drug deal, but it's like a computer floppy disk drug deal.
Yeah, there's like a classic movie bad influence gang that turns up.
It's like, hey, man, have you got my thing? He's like, have you got the money?
Yeah,
it's
like, we're gonna go to the skeezy club and do drugs.
Yeah,
do you want to come?
By the way, that club looked fucking awesome. I was like, oh, I was going to go there and dance.
Yeah. Was that the song you Shazammed by any chance?
The song I Shazammed was it turns out it was a Prodigy song that when Neo and Trinity first start talking. But when I Shazammed it, some song come up that when I YouTubed, I was like, this ain't the song. But fucking like the middle eight for that song is the vocal sample of them two talking. So I was like, and I was like, how fucking nuts that it Shazammed the dialogue and not the music behind it in the movie. I thought that was super fucking weird.
Yeah.
And I was gonna message you that, but I was like, man, is this like a boring message? I don't know. So I didn't. Anyway, I thought it was interesting enough to put on a podcast for so many people to hear.
Enjoy.
Enjoy it like you enjoy disappointment. Anyway, so fucking hell, here the girlfriend of the drug dealer has a rabbit tattoo on her. She's like, oh god, the white rabbit, I'll come to the club with you. So they go to the club and then he doesn't dance and the other guy is just like abandoning him, it seems.
Yeah, he's just sort of there by himself.
Yeah, not even drinking. And then Trinity comes up and she's like, hey stud. And he's like, Cindy.
The music in the club takes a drastic turn.
Yeah. Oh god, can't remember what she says. She's like, everything you ever believed is true.
Yeah, she says they're watching you. But then, like, he already knows about Morpheus and the Matrix. He says, what is the Matrix? And he's like looking for Morpheus or something.
Yeah, and he recognizes Trinity from like an old handle she used to have on like a forum or something.
On kombucha.com.
Yeah. It's like, oh, can I see your seal pup? She's like, maybe at the end of the movie.
If you are the one.
Yeah.
Then we'll see.
If you are the one, you can see my seal pup. And he's like, oh, bomb, 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 bomb. She's like, well done. Here's a token for your troubles. Anyway, so he goes back home, wakes up. Goes to fucking work.
Yeah, goes to fucking work.
I wonder where he works. I assume it's like an insurance company or something.
It's a software company.
Oh, of course. The guy does say that, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's like a programmer.
Yeah. He's the programmer for kombucha.com. and then he fucking gets a bollocking from his boss because he keeps on coming in late.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, Keanu, get it together, mate.
Get it together, Keanu. And then he gets a state-of-the-art phone FedEx to him.
Yeah, with that flippy, flippy thing on it.
Yeah.
The phone goes pring, pring, and he goes, hello. And it's Morpheus saying, they're coming to get you.
Yeah, and he says, there is two way outs of here. There's one with the agents that have come for you.
Two ways out.
Thank you. There's two's way out of here. One with the agents and one is like out this fucking scary window, climbing over the scaffolding and going down the window thing.
Yeah, because fucking agents have arrived to take him away. So he fucking runs onto that window ledge. What?
Agents have arrived to take him away.
He's like, whoa, they know kung fu. Anyway, so he gets on the window ledge and...
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Well, it was a little bit frightening, man.
But their timing.
They fought with bullet timing. He's on the ledge, and then he because Morpheus is like, get on that scaffolding and then take to the top. If you don't, the agents will get you.
Yes. Yeah, he says, look, you can leave the building with them, or you can leave the building this way via that window lift thing. And at this point, I was thinking, if I'm Neo here, I think I'm choosing the agents.
Same. I couldn't do what he did. Even the fact he got on the ledge was such a big accomplishment.
Yeah.
It was just too high for
a voice on the end of a phone.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it is a pretty bit like he feels like this guy has spoken to him through his computer before, and he just FedExed him a phone. Like, this guy's obviously a big deal, but like,
still, it's too much to expect anyone to do that. If the thing was right outside the window that he climbs out of, then yeah, I did. But it was like around the corner.
Yeah.
He easily could have fell and died.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, I was like, this is not. I was hoping that he didn't make it. I was hoping that he did choose to go with it. And when he did go with the agents, I was like, okay, I'm glad, because that seems realistic.
Is this the first time you've seen it then?
No, but I haven't seen it in years.
Oh, so you forgot what he did?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
I remember most of the important bits, but like the early game stuff, I'm like, yeah, forgotten.
Yeah, I remember how big everyone's boobs were.
And by everyone, I mean the one female character.
Oh, there's two. One of them looks like that woman who's the lead of Roxette.
Yeah.
It must have been a penis in my forehead. But it's over now. but Trinity's like, she's got the look. Anyway, so he fucking gets captured by the agents, and then they take him back to their takeaway. I'm sorry, they take him back to interrogated.
Interrogated, yeah. And he's all like, fuck you, I know my rights, I want my phone call. What good is a phone call if you can't speak?
He's like, why can't I speak? Ooh! He's like, you weren't expecting 7 inches of agent steel.
Yeah.
Like, what? Oh, God, I keep on wanting to make... I'm not going to make any more Asian jokes because they keep on coming to me fast and furious. Tokyo Drift.
That was, you had to say that one.
Guys, I apologize to our listeners. It's this compulsion I have that when there's a joke, I shouldn't be making a joke, and Tom gets mad at me a lot about this, when there's something I shouldn't be making fun of, I can't fucking stop it. Oh, God. So I'm going to resist every compulsion I have to make more racist jokes. So when you take a drug and then you need more and more to get the same level of high.
Yeah.
That's how it feels when I make inappropriate jokes. So yeah, they're just going to get more and more intense until I just say something just outright fucking fascist. Anyway. Yeah, his mouth gets all gummed up with the power of electricity and Matrix, I guess.
Yeah, because I guess the agents can just kind of alter reality in the Matrix.
Yeah, I guess they can alter the reality of everyone who's still plugged in.
Yeah.
And then they fucking put like a little shrimp in his belly button. In my country, we have naked ladies to eat this off, but this will do. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. But yeah, they inject it into his stomach. This made me oh, it's so gross.
Yeah, they probe the fuck out of him.
Yeah, then he wakes up the next day, it seems, and he thinks it was all a dream.
Yeah, and then Morpheus calls him immediately.
Yeah, what does Morpheus say? Anyway, so fucking he calls him and he's like, Neo, it was not a dream. Come, if you want to know more, meet me under a bridge. Bring some Vaseline and a dirty needle. And Neo's like, okay.
And snacks.
Yes, lots of snacks. Lots of animal crackers. And a Bakewell pie.
So just a voice from some at the background in the phone call. No, I'm not telling him to bring a Bakewell pie.
Oh. And some Yazoo milkshake. Fuck off out of here, you and your requests. Sorry, it's my wife. Anyway.
Yeah, so he goes and he gets in a car and they perform surgery on him in the car.
Yeah, Trinity and Roxette do like a little thing on him. And Apoc, who's the other guy. And they remove the shrimp in his belly button, which he thought was not real. And he's like, oh my God, it was real. And she's like, of course it was real. And she chucks it out the window. And then they arrive at a dilapidated hotel and meet Morpheus.
Yes. With his sunglasses with no arms.
Oh, that's so cool. And it's so cool on him. I've never seen a person in real life be able to carry it off.
I mean, I feel like most of the characters, the way they present themselves, you know, in The Matrix, really tread the line between cool and douchebag.
Let's think. Do I agree with that?
Like the long leather jackets and the sunglasses and the, like, the snappy, like, I'm such a cool guy one-liners.
So I was thinking, because I remember you saying that like last week, and I think you only think that because post this it became a cliche.
Yeah, I mean that, yeah, probably.
Whereas when The Matrix done that, this whole style, this was fresh.
Yeah. It's
like the reason why everyone thinks of The Matrix when they see someone looking like that is because The Matrix kind of, not necessarily invented it, but the way they put everything together like that was kind of like unique to The Matrix at the time, at least in like popular culture.
Yeah, I think there's a very good chance that you're entirely correct. But still, when I watch it, I just think, you fucking dicks. Look at yourself.
Anyway, so Morpheus is like, here's a blue M&M and a red one. One has nuts, one has chocolate. You're allergic to one. Mm-hmm. He's like, I fuck.
Turns into Yoda briefly.
Allergic to one you are. And he's like, oh, fuck. Okay, I don't know what happens if I take the wrong one. It's like, oh, I'm dying, you will. Like, oh, fuck. Okay. I guess I'll take the red one. The red one always has a sassy attitude in those advertisements. So he does, and it was the right one, apparently.
Yes, it's the red one. I can never remember whether it's the blue or the red one that he takes.
Yeah, the blue one sends him home. The red one shows him how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Right.
Whole deep rabbit hole, sure you will. So he fucking swallows it with a glass of water. And then, yeah, it's like Morpheus is like, that red pill is an electromagnetic disruptor thingy, my Bobby. And it'll help us unplug you from the Matrix. And he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it helps us pinpoint where exactly you are in the fields.
So basically they do that. And then he wakes up in a tub full of jelly.
Yeah, man. And I always thought, can you imagine that? Like,
oh God,
that
I have thought exactly the same thing.
Yeah, that is like the scariest thing I think it's possible to imagine, to me anyway.
I think it's one of, for sure, because it's the complete, like, it's that thing of what if he wasn't getting unplugged from ages and he just happened to wake up and that was his thing, and it's like you wouldn't be able to scream for help or anything like that. Like, what the fuck would you do?
Yeah, like, you literally couldn't do it. I guess you would just have to try and climb down.
Yeah, but what to what?
But like,
I think if that is me, I would, within a couple of minutes, I would just throw myself from the top of that.
Yeah, I think it might take more than a couple of minutes for me, but I think that's probably what you'd end up doing, isn't it?
Yeah, because I don't see a way out of that. But yeah, he just wakes up in a tub full of jelly, surrounded by other tubs full of jelly in this like endless fucking like series of skyscrapers that are just completely covered in other humans, also in tubs of jelly.
Yeah.
All different flavours, like lime and strawberry and placenta.
Placenta flavour.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? Because, like, a donkey has, like, inherited, like, the ownership of, like, the Round Trees factory. It's like, I want to create a placenta jelly flavour. They're like, but no one will buy it. He's like, I am the owner now. And they're like, okay, Mr. Ass, we'll do a placenta flavor.
We shouldn't vote in presidents just based on their name.
Yeah. Oh, tonight on BBC One, a confectionery giant that has gone bankrupt overnight. Ah, Roundtree's randoms truly became.
So far, Mr. Ass has declined a statement.
here we are talking to Sue, who has been interviewed outside her local Aldi. She's like, fucking hell, open the bag of sweets, and there's just a fucking two inside. Anyway, fucking hell, Keanu wakes up, he gets flushed, and then Morpheus's ship picks him up.
Yes.
Like a little fairground claw machine.
Yeah, it is like that. I think that's actually what I wrote. He gets grabby machined out of the water.
Yeah, Tom's got a bad history of claw machines.
Yeah, it's a problem. Gifton's had to drag me away from at least one.
Oh, God. So anyway, when he's on the ship, he's got a bald head.
Yeah.
Which really suits him. I was very surprised. I didn't think he had the face for it, but he does.
Yeah, and they're acupuncturing him to rebuild his muscles.
Oh, is that what they were doing? Okay. Does he, like, explicitly say that?
Yeah.
I must have
missed it. He says, we're rebuilding your muscles because they've been, like, dormant your entire life.
Yeah, it's so weird that he's not skinnier then, really.
Yeah.
I guess they couldn't have a skinny Keanu Reeves because how would he learn Kung Fu? Yeah, so then he sort of, like, sits Neo down after Neo has his, like, sort of... Because Neo has a bit of, like, an epi, which you would, of course.
Yeah, well, after they've told him, after they've done the whole...
Oh, yeah, he says that what the Matrix is and shit.
Yeah, the machine AI won the war that happened. Machines won. Humans torched the sky to try and remove their power source because they were solar powered. But now the robots have discovered a better power source than that. They farm humans.
Yeah, use them like batteries.
Yeah, exactly. Use them like batteries and plug their minds into a simulation program that looks a lot like the world used to look. And it's called the Matrix. We call it the Matrix.
So yeah, Neo has an epi about it, which anyone would. And then
which Morpheus you is like, would, yeah. Yeah.
And the Morpheus is like, look, usually we don't unplug people when they get to your age, even though he's not that old. But he's like, basically, I was told long ago that there would be a second coming of this guy who was like going to be our savior. And I believe that person is you.
Yes.
Anyway, so Morpheus is like, now let me take you to the chair and you're going to get things done to you.
Yeah. He's like, ooh.
So anyway, Tank's like, buckle up, Neo, going to put some shit in your head. So Neo closes his eyes and he smells a manly musk and he looks up. And Tank's like, you're not supposed to open your eyes. This is how I give you Kung Fu.
Take my Kung Fu, Neo.
Judo chop! Anyway, he fucking like downloads Kung Fu and other martial arts into Neo's brain.
Yeah, and that's, I think, like after watching this, the idea of just like downloading entire disciplines into my brain just became fascinating. Like, I would love that. So cool. Like, languages, can you imagine?
Yeah, man. I always thought if I could have, like, a mutant power, one thing I really would love is if I could, my power was to be able to read, write, and speak in, like, every known language in the universe.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be so cool.
To just tune into whatever, like, communication, like, is happening. Even if it's something you've never encountered before, you can just, like, detect what they're using to communicate and just tune in with it.
I wonder if tech science and technology will ever be at a point where we could like download things like that into our brain.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, I would say no, that's not really possible. But I mean, fucking who the hell knows at this point?
That's what I mean. Like, maybe like if the human race survived for another like 300-400 years, maybe that would be a thing that they've managed to like figure out how to do by then. You know?
Yeah, maybe.
That'd be amazing. Oh, that'd be so cool. Alas, we'd all be dead by then.
So fuck it.
Yeah. So Morpheus shows up. And he's like, how's he doing? And Tank's like, oh man, he's been going 10 hours straight. Didn't know one person could ejaculate that many times in a row, but he did it.
Didn't know one person could take that much Kung Fu.
There's so much sperm in his eyes. They've eaten through the membrane and are now burrowing to the back of his retina.
Morpheus is like, excellent. He is the one.
If he is the one. Anyway, so Keanu wakes up and he's like, whoa, I know Kung Fu. And Morpheus is like, show me.
Yeah.
And Neo's like, okay, well, lay down, close your eyes and open your mouth. Morpheus is like, oh yes, give me that one cog. He's like, okay. Put my kung fu in your blowhole. Anyway, so Morpheus plugs into the Matrix as well as Neo, and they have a training session where they practice kung fu.
Yes, with some super impressive choreography, I thought.
Oh, it was so cool. I thought, I would love to learn that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Just, like, learn how to fight like a badass. Anyway, so they do kung fu fighting. Wu-cha. And Morpheus is like, stop thinking that you can hit me, and actually hit me, and Neo does. And then Morpheus is like, let's try this thing. And then they have to jump across two buildings and Morpheus does it. And Neo's like, whoa, whoa,
whoa,
whoa,
dude.
Or who were backwards. And then everyone on back on the ship is like watching this on like a computer screen. And they're like, oh my God, do you think he's going to do it? Do you think he's going to make the jump? And everyone's like, no one makes their first jump, man. And then Trinity's like, come on, Neo, come on, put him up, put him up. And then Neo fucking takes a running jump and then he falls and splats on the floor.
Yeah, and Trinity fails to reach orgasm.
Yeah, she's like, fuck. So she withdraws the metal pole she uses, puts it back in its crystalline case.
Has anyone got one of those Agent Shrimpy things?
Yes. Has anyone got a fucking huge plate of Kung Pao chicken that I can just spoon in there? Oh God! Sorry.
Just spoon in there. It was like, oh Trinity. Oh God!
Oh God! Anyway, fucking
they,
hell.
Yeah, they go for a. Oh yeah, and they're like, wait, I started about three different things there. They go through like an agent tutorial simulator.
Yeah, and Morpheus is like, like anyone who has ever come up across, who's ever come up against an agent has died trying to fight them. But you might change all that.
Yes.
And Neo's like, what, I can dodge bullets? And he's like, when the time comes to you, you won't have to.
Yeah.
He's like, ugh.
Ooh, that sounds like it means something.
Anyway, we cut to fucking Cypher, the bald guy, having fucking dinner with the agents.
Yeah, and it turns out the guy that looks like an asshole and has a really punchable face is one.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's fucking basically trying to get a deal where if he gives the agents all access to Morpheus, because the agents want to find out where the city of Zion is in the real world. He's like, if I give you that information, will you plug me back into the Matrix and make me a superstar?
Yeah, and give them Morpheus, because Morpheus knows the like access codes or whatever to Zion.
Because he's like, I fucking hated being unplugged and I regret ever making that choice.
Which it's kind of understandable.
It's understandable, but the methods he goes about it is fucking deplorable. Like, that's like, I can understand his desire.
Yeah.
And, but it's kind of how he is so intent on killing everyone, on just like betraying everyone. I was like, man, you're a douche.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I wonder how he takes so much like glee in it.
Yeah. Alas.
Which is like, yeah, okay, he's a bad guy.
He is a bad guy. He's a bad man. Anyway, so we go back to the ship and Morpheus is like, it's time, Neo. I'm going to take you to see the Oracle.
Oh, yeah, I fucking hate the spoon kid.
Me too! I literally wrote under that bullet point, that bald kid can fuck off.
Yeah, that kid can go fuck himself.
He's told to wait in like the living room. There's loads of kids there doing like magic. And then there's a bald kid bending spoons. And the kid's like, once you realize it's not the spoon that is bending, it is you. There is no spoon. Veneer's like, whoa. But the kid is so just fucking annoying.
Yeah.
He obviously went to the Ginny School of Acting. So Neo does bend a spoon.
He does.
He's like, well, this would be perfect for scooping Trinity.
Still some spicy corners in there.
Yeah, she said that she wants to have a buffet with me. I was like, what does that mean? Then she's like, all you need is a plate and a warm towel.
And some kind of funnel.
Funnel, a spoon, a straw, whichever takes your fancy. oh, it'd be really adventurous and bring some chopsticks. Anyway, so fucking he goes
no,
into...
No, no agents allowed.
Oh, God. So he goes into the kitchen to meet the Oracle, and she's this, like, what? She's, like, the classical, and this is, like, the term that you call this fucking, like, stereotypical character, like, the magical Negro.
Really? Like,
yeah, yeah. There's, like, a whole, like, Key and Peele sketch about it, but there's, like, in so many films, it's, like, an archetype of... like an older black person that seems to have sort of like a fabled like wisdom and stuff that they like impart, and they all have this like this way of talking that is like just super like, I don't know, it's just such like a stereotype that they always tend to cast, and she's like the perfect example of that. Just like an old guy in like in the field who's like a janitor or something. He's like, well, you know, young sir, I always think that if you do this thing and you do this, then this is the thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I better go back to my business now. And then the white guy in the business suit is like, well, I never thought about it like that before. It's like that kind of vibe.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
So yeah, she's like, hold on a second, I'm just baking muffins. And she pulls out the muffins.
I taught Trinity everything she knows.
Yes, look, Nicole, Chinese fighting muffins. Just throw it at an enemy.
Mexican jumping muffins.
They're Swedish stout muffins. They're foamy on the top, you see. Anyway, she's like, oh, mind the vase. And he's like, what vase? And she fucking throws a glass at him. She's like, that vase. And he's like, whoa, how did you know? And she's like, ah, oh, what a really ratchet apple is, would you need stitches if I hadn't said anything? Yeah. Anyway, they have a little fucking back and forth. And she's like, you want to know if you're the one?
Yeah, she's like, no, honey, I'm sorry.
You ain't the one. Yeah, I'm sorry, honey, you ain't the one. But you know, I always think that in these situations, a little bit of butter and some Crisco will sort things out rosy for you.
What's Crisco?
Oh, for fuck's sake, it's like a lard that you use for cooking, but it has multiple other uses.
Multiple, so,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. Like when you've got a fucking tight hole to squeeze into, you say, bring out the Crisco! And then you like spread it on there. But no, she's like, you got the gift, but it's up to you to, I don't know, find out how to use it or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and Morpheus is going to sacrifice his life to save you, and one of you will die, and which one will be up to you.
Neither can live while the other survives. So yeah, he leaves, and then Morpheus is like, what she told you is for you and you alone to know.
Yeah, so on their way out, Neo just sort of looks behind him, sees a black cat walk across the doorway. And then a second later sees the same black cat walk across the doorway and is like, huh, deja vu.
Morpheus is like, deja vu? Like the Beyonce song? As soon as I made that joke, I was like, Tom's not going to know what that fucking song is. You do know it. Let's sing it all. You be Jay-Z. And then they're like, deja vu means like a glitch in the Matrix. It means they've changed something. And so they call up to the little guy who's part of their team. They're like, something, something. And then Tank phones him from the real ship. And he's like, man, you need to get out of there. Something's changed. And the little guy goes through a fucking door and it's turned into a brick wall. Like, they all get attacked and they all manage to fucking get out. But then Cypher gets separated from them. And he calls back to Tank on the ship. And he's like, Tank, man, I need to get out of here. Something went wrong. So Tank arranges for him to get out of there. And then he fucking... kills Tank and his brother when he arrives back on the ship.
Yeah, but it's okay because the good actor survives and the shit actor dies.
Yes. No! When he sees his brother getting killed, and I was like, fuck off. This is why you got killed.
Yeah.
But then Trini and the rest arrive at a phone, and then it's fucking Cypher. And Cypher's like, I fooled you, see? And then he fucking pulls out the back plug of Roxette and Apoc. And Trini's like, what are you doing? Stop it. And then he fucking goes to do Keanu. And then fucking Tank is not dead. And Cypher's like, that's impossible. Or something like that.
Yeah.
And then Tank's like, well, the only thing that is impossible is squeezing a car through the eye of a needle. And goes, psh, 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 psh.
That's a weird thing to say before I shot him.
Yes, sorry. It's the electric shock I had before. It's fried my neurons.
Yes. It's the first time I've had to come up with a one-liner before killing a guy, and I'm new to it.
Yeah, that puts more marzipan on your pie plate. Oh, that's a Buffy reference for any of our Buffy fans.
Oh, I thought you were just being random and weird.
No. What happened? Fucking in this moment, yeah, no more. We've forgot the whole bit where Morpheus gets fucking captured by the agents. So when they're trying to escape the house where the agents have stormed, fucking Morpheus gets captured by the agents. And it's because the agents want to like interrogate him for the information about Zion. So when Tank has killed Cypher and woken Trini and Neo back up, they're like, look, we might have to unplug Morpheus because if he tells them about fucking Zion, which he will do if they manage to break his mainframe thing.
Yeah, because they've injected him with the serum.
Which makes so much sense now, because I've always thought in the later interrogation scene where it's just him and Agent Main Guy, why is fucking Morpheus doing that weird eye thing?
Yeah.
And I never realized it was because he got injected with that drug.
Yeah, and he's trying to resist its effects, which he does manage to do, because then when he gets rescued by Neo, etc., he's sort of fine.
Yeah. That's what happens when you play Ike Turner. Oh, God. Anyway, so fucking hell, Neo's like, man, no, wait. We can unplug him. The Oracle warned me about this. She said I'll have to choose between Morpheus and a packet of strawberry Chewits. And they're like, man, what are you going to do? He's like, I don't know, man. It's so rare you get a pack that's all strawberry. Well, it's not really. There are shops. At least there were shops before the machines took over, and the Tank just fucking throws himself against the dashboard, spears himself on a joystick. And Neo's like, whoa. So Neo doesn't choose the Chewits, and he says, I have to go back in.
Yes. And Trinity insists on going with.
And he's like, no, you can't come with me. She's like, fine, we'll at least take this with you. She reaches inside, pulls out a fucking fried prawn, gives it to him. He's like, take this with you, we'll bring you good luck. And he's like, how? She's like, well, if you get stranded, you can eat it.
I just learned how to deep fry things.
I brought that tub of Crisco back with me, you see. So they fucking go zappy zappy zappy.
Yeah.
Back in.
And Neo slaughters a load of innocent guards to get into the building, but then, you know.
So this was the only bit I thought was super stupid in this film, just because they do such pointless, like, gymnastics.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, it sort of, like, undermined the awesomeness of them by them doing cartwheels and shooting guards at the same time.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's kind of like, but then I guess maybe is it just, like, moving in that way is so trivial to them because they've downloaded it into their minds and they know that they're in the Matrix and they can bend reality, that it's just like,
I mean, maybe I just think it looked stupid as well.
Yeah, I do agree
that other
yeah.
stuff, like if they had just like somersaulted in the air as they were shooting, then maybe, but yeah, anyway,
but cartwheels,
yeah. One hand and a cartwheel, why? It's like I'm holding an ice cream in the other hand. He's like, ah,
chocolate.
He's like, yeah, of course. And then she's like, dodge this.
Yeah.
reference joke. Yeah. Anyway, Neo does a boss kick in this at the end of this scene, where he does like a double kick in the air and it's all in slow motion. His coat like flows around him in just the right way. Then he lands. I'm like, man, Keanu, you can put your piano keys inside me anytime and play me a little seaside shanty. This week on Inside Gifter's Rectum, we have Piano Reeves.
Hey, thank you for having me here.
Yeah, this is the piece I like to call colon number 12. So yeah, they fucking get up to... what do they do? They don't get up to the... They get up to the roof for some reason, which I didn't really understand why they went up there.
Yeah, no, I can't. I've lost track of what happens there as well. But they end up on the roof and Neo's like, can you fly one of those? But look, there's a helicopter there.
Yeah. And she's like, wait a second, let me just download it into my brain.
Yeah.
So she pulls out a Tamagotchi, puts it in her mouth. And she's like, oh, I can fly the helicopter. And he's like, I don't think that's how it works. And she's like, no, I can fly the helicopter now. And he's like, okay.
I had to go along to be polite.
And you just see this helicopter take off and nosedive. And Tank's like, ah, shit. No, Tank fucking gives her the knowledge and she fucking...
gives her the knowledge. Oh, yeah. Gave her the knowledge, all right.
So, yeah, they fucking... She flies the helicopter and then Morpheus... No, Neo fucking fires a rifle machine gun thing at the room that Morpheus is in.
And doesn't hit him.
Yeah, and I thought, that's fucking bananas.
Yeah, I thought the same thing because he fires it like... all
indiscriminately
that room.
Into that room, yeah.
Then Morpheus is still just sitting there in the chair in the middle.
And Morpheus is like, fucking hell, that's fucking lucky.
So fucking hell, mate.
But he's like, Morpheus, calm. Come aboard my fucking spaceship.
Morpheus, calm down.
Calm down, you bastard. Fucking rescuing ye. And then Morpheus is like, and breaks his handcuffs. And then runs through the building.
Yeah, he hulks out.
Yeah, and then fucking Mr. Anderson. Not Mr. Anderson. Keep wanting to call the agent Mr. Anderson, but we don't ever know his name.
He's Agent Smith, isn't he?
That's it. Fucking hell. What's wrong with me, man? Sorry, it's probably all the aspartame in the Diet Coke I drink. And so, yeah, Morpheus gets shot in the leg by Mr. Smith. And so he almost falls out the window, but then Neo saves him. And then they land on a building when they fly off. But Trini crashes the helicopter. That whole bit where Neo like gets like grabs the end of the rope and then gets like pulled across the CD like roof, and Neo and Trinity grabs onto the other end. Do you know when he gets right to the edge of the building and then just stands on the ledge and like pulls the thing tight? That made me so like anxious.
I can't remember that specific bit, but I did really enjoy this whole scene. I thought it was really well done.
Yeah, where like the helicopter goes, poof, and then like the glass like ripples around it and stuff.
Yeah, it's cool effects. Yeah. And Trinity's swinging on the rope and the building just explodes behind her. Well, the helicopter crashes into the building and it explodes behind her. I was like, I'm watching a movie right now.
Do you think, have they ever remastered this into like 3D or something? I bet it's been awesome to see on like an IMAX screen in 3D.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I say that my heart breaks because we might never have cinemas again.
Yeah.
Anyway, fucking hell. So they have to run to find a phone to get zapped back to the ship in. So they go to a fucking subway.
Yes, and there's a very sort of inconspicuous tramp in the corner.
So fucking Morpheus goes through, Trini goes through just as the homeless guy turns into Agent Smith. And then Keanu and Agent Smith are like, let's battle.
Yes. And the other was like, yes, yes. Cracking thought, old chap.
Oh, God, yeah, they do this awesome kung fu fighting. And it is fought with expert timing, actually.
It is.
The whole bit where they like lunge for each other and we see like the bullet time of them like, in the air. I was like, oh man, this is so sexy.
Yeah, and they get, yeah, the others are watching it from back in the ship and we get the classic Morpheus, he's beginning to believe.
Yes.
I swear like every fucking line Morpheus says is straight out of the trailer.
So fucking cheery. He's got such like a quotable.
Yeah,
like,
he really has.
Cadence to his way of talking.
Yeah.
But yeah, Keanu Reeves, the way he fights, I think is really awesome. He's got such like a sort of like a beautiful like lines to everything he does when he fights, I think.
Yeah?
I think so, yeah. And I like his outfit.
Hmm.
I like his boots.
I like the way it sounded like when the agent keeps calling him Mr. Anderson when they're down in the train bit. He says, my name is Neil.
My name is fucking Neil.
Yeah, if I didn't know his name was Neo, I would have thought, I just saw that bit, I'd have been like, okay, this character's name's Neil.
I kind of wish it was. That would have been really awesome if he just had like a super normal name.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so Neo manages to get away and he steals a cell phone from a guy in the street so he can call Tank. And Tank's like, look, I can get you a line from this building here. Just get there now.
Oh, yeah, and in the meantime, the ship has been spotted by, like, the robot Sentinels. And they're making their way, but they can't use the EMP, the electromagnetic pulse, to fry them until Neo is back, because that will kill Neo.
Yeah, and then Morpheus is like, don't worry, he's going to make it. We've only got 6 minutes, but it's going to make
as the sentinels are clawing their way into the, like, control cabin of the ship.
Yes, I know I've just lost my left testicle to a laser beam, but I have faith that Neo's the one. And when he comes back, he will use his magic healing powers to reattach it. And then he will bless me, for I am a dedicated follower. And he will turn all my fish into more fish and turn my bread into more bread. And I won't know what to do because we haven't got refrigerators, so the fish will go bad and the bread will go stale. But the fact he did it will be a miracle, and I will blow him forever. Trinity's like, if I would have known that this is what you had in mind, I would have taken the fucking blue pill. But okay, we're here now, so let's
just
make the
endless
most of it.
Stale bread and and spoiled fish. Yeah. Morpheus is like, yes, picture a Trinity.
This would be like a fucking yeasty ocean. So Neo finds the room with the phone in this, like, it's like a sort of like an apartment complex. But when he opens the door and the agent's inside, the agent shoots him fucking 6 times in the chest.
Yeah, shoots him a bunch of times. But then Trinity gets all weak at the knees and brings him back.
Gets all weak at the knees, fucking squats, a fucking cascade of curry sauce comes out.
Fuck.
She's like, fucking hell, I really do like my Asian cuisine, don't I?
I love you, Neil.
The oracle said that I would fucking spurge curry sauce in the presence of the one. So it's either you or the other two men I'm here with. No, she fucking gets right up to him. She's like, Neo, the oracle said I would fall in love with the guy who was the one. So you see, it has to be you, Neo, because I love you. And then she kisses him and he comes back to life.
Yeah.
And the agents are like, what? And he's like, whoa. And then they start firing their guns at him. And then he goes, whoa. And the bullets pours in midair. That bit was so cool.
Yes.
I think I started crying at this bit. Do you know how I mean, like cry when things get really awesome? Like,
yeah.
This was that moment. So yeah, he fucking does all that, and then he does like single-handed combat with Agent Smith without even looking at him because he's Keanu cool now.
Agent Smith.
And then he jumps into Agent Smith and blows him from the inside. So Agent Smith blows up and the other two agents are like, gulp. And there they run away. And then Morpheus is like, no, that's it. And then the sentinels are like almost in fucking Trinity's face. So she goes, Neo! And he hears that and he runs to the phone in the room. And just as he gets there, fucking Morpheus has to fire the EMP and all the power goes out.
Yeah, and then it sort of fades to black. But we find out it's cool because we hear Neo doing a voiceover of a douchey phone call like Morpheus was doing at the beginning.
Yeah. And then he comes out and fucking that Jimmy Page song starts playing. Even though it's not that song, it sounds like it.
Jimmy Page song?
Yeah, not Jimmy Page. What's the band he was a part of?
Led Zeppelin. It sounds like Kashmir by Led Zeppelin.
Is that the song?
Dun-dun-dun-k, dun-dun-dun-k,
yeah, that dun-dun-dun-k, bit.
Dun-dun-dun-k, yeah. Yeah, I don't think it is that, but that is also the song I was thinking of because it sounds like it.
So yeah, it's that, and he's like, I'm in the Matrix now and I'm cool, and look how long my hair is now and how long my coat is.
Yes. And then he flies off like the car at the end of Grease.
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same fucking thing. Yeah, and then fucking hell, then he flies into two shit sequels. But anyway,
I do kind of want to watch the sequels again after I've watched this, because this is actually a good film.
Yeah, I just remember that the effects in the sequels are actually worse somehow, which is weird considering how fucking groundbreaking the Matrix 1 effects were.
Yeah.
Alas, what can you do with a drunken sailor? So yeah, that brings us to the end of The Matrix.
The Matrix.
Fucking hell, come back next time for a Christmas excursion, you know, incursion, I can't remember which one you meant to say, into the fucking lovely world of Gotham City.
Gotham.
Anyway, fucking hell, I've been Gifton.
And I've been Tom.
And sweet and sour vag scoop has been sweet and sour vag scoop.